In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Nothing to be afraid of. There shouldn't be anyone struck over the head today. One of the most confusing gospel passages, I think, for most people. In most of the parables that Jesus tells, the Master is God. In this parable, I don't think that's the case. The master is this world. And the steward is one who has been entrusted with things of the world, wealth, power, abilities. And he has been shown to be disloyal to the world. And when he realizes that the world is going to ostracize him, he goes and makes friends by means of the master's goods, so that when he is kicked out, he has some place to live. Jesus commends this dishonest manager, this steward who squandered his master's property. Now, that doesn't sound like something that Jesus is usually going to look well upon. However, if it's the world's goods, the world's power, the world's status, the unrighteous riches, we are supposed to spend them on the next life. We're supposed to win loyalty from the kingdom of God, which is eternal, by defrauding this world of its power and its riches. If what God puts in my hand, my abilities, my thoughts, my money, my status, those things come from this world. They're given by us. If I then turn around and use those things in a way the world disapproves of, I am that dishonest manager. And the world really does think we are foolish for spending our energy on the kingdom of God. But that's where it ought to be spent. We ought to be spending it there. Spending our energy in building up this body of people. Spend our energies in prayer. And I'll tell you, by the world standard, there's not much more useless than praying. There's not really much more useless than charitable action and giving. We're wasting our money, they would say. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our energy. But these things that we have in our hands, are they really ours? How do we perceive them? When we do them, what is our opinion of them? How do we value the $5 bill that may be in our pocket today? How do we value the strength of our bodies to do labor? How do we value the way in which we pass time? Do we value it as primarily ours to be used as we want in this world, and maybe God will do something holy someday? Or do we value them as belonging to the kingdom of God? Are we willing to steal them from the systems of the world and give them to the power of our Lord? I was given this last year. Susan's two sisters came to visit, and we went on some road trips. And we drove around, and I loaded and unloaded luggage several times and kept track of the map and where we were going and when we would be there. And as we were in Abiquiu, I was looking in one of the shops, and I'd been looking for a hiking stick. And they'd all been sort of mass-produced, and this one was there. It's an antler, and it's handmade, and I'm like, I think I want this one. It's stout, and I want it. So I had it in my hand. I was going to go to the gift shop and buy it. And I was walking up, Susan's sister Patty walked by and grabbed it out of my hand, and she bought it for me. And she called it my Sherpa stick, because I was their Sherpa through the entire thing. And I only carry this because I want to say, we wonder about our resources and how small they are, and we don't realize that we ought to be spending them on the kingdom of God. But there's a stick in the Bible, and I'm going to share with you a reading. Some of you may know the name Francis Schaeffer. Back during the hippie movement, he moved from the States and he moved to Switzerland, and he opened up a hostel, a think tank, a place of hospitality and debate and worship for college students and young people to come all over, and lived there for some decades, debating and defending the Christian faith. This is from a sermon of his. It must have been an amazing sight to stand before a great rock, not a small pebble, but a face of rock such as we see here in Switzerland in the mountains, and see a rod struck against it, and then to watch torrents of life-giving water flow out to satisfy thousands upon thousands of people and their livestock. The giver of judgment, a staff, became the giver of life. It was not magic. There was nothing in the rod itself. The rod of Moses had simply become the rod of God. The stick in his hand now belonged to the Lord. The things in our hands, our resources, do we believe they belong to God? Our prayers and praises, this time which the world would see as a waste, do we think we're getting together to do something that we merely enjoy? Or is this hour we spend listening to the Word of God, confessing our sins and our dependence on His mercy, singing praises, receiving the bread and the wine? Is that all just stuff that some human beings made up because it tickled our psychological fancy? Or are we doing something heavenly? Are we doing something that belongs in the next kingdom? We're praising the Son of God as He came to be our Savior. We are hearing the words of Jesus as He, revealing the Eternal Father, comes to speak to us. Do we really think that's something that's just human? Do we really think that's something that's just earthly? Or is this not the worship directed toward God, but it's the worship that belongs to God? It's the worship that is brought to life by God. Because if it's just ours, it's nothing more than a dead stick. If it belongs to God, this event here today, this morning, is life and life-giving. The resources you personally own, the money in your wallet, the talents that you have, are they just things of this world? Or are we willing to spend them on the kingdom? Are we willing to let a $5 bill become the $5 bill of God? Am I willing to let my ingenuity and my creativity and my energy be the ingenuity, creativity of God Himself? Because if they're just mine, they're a dead stick. If they belong to God, they can bring rivers of living water. And what about me? What about you? You're just, without God, a dead stick. Are you willing to give your identity over to God, your purpose over to the kingdom? We have lots of ways of identifying ourselves, where we came from and what we mean. And probably the one that's most parallel to the rod of God from the sermon here is the way that the many Irish families identify, you know. You're O'Brennan of Brennan. I am William of Brennan. I have that identity. That's who I am. And different cultures have different ways of doing it. But we stand up and we identify ourselves as being of something. Are we willing to replace whatever it is we think defines us? Or replace what defines us in this world, what defines you in this world? Are you willing to say, I am the William of God? I belong there. I belong to the eternal. I will spend my resources and my energy and my abilities, and not on the things of this world, but I will spend them on the kingdom of God, which is to come. That's the dishonest steward, to take the things that you received in this world and spend them on the next. That's what the steward did in the story. Am I willing to give up determining my own course and let God determine my course? There's a good chance that that stick in Moses' hand had been dead for some 50 or 60 years. But when it becomes God's, it becomes life-giving. It belongs to eternity when it becomes God's. The question we ask ourselves, not just about our resources, but about ourselves specifically. We may think we're just a stick, just a minimal set of skills and resources, unimportant. There are no little people and no big people in the true spiritual sense, but only consecrated and unconsecrated people. The problem for each of us is applying this truth to ourselves. And in his words, is Francis Schaeffer the Francis Schaeffer of God? Am I a priest of God, or am I a priest for my own good? Are you spending your energy and resources for your own identity or the identity that God will give you? Because if it's just in this world, then it's a dead stick. If our identity is of God, it gives eternal life. Amen.